This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I want to show you the beauty and courage that exist in the shadows. Each day we see the same familiar faces on television, like Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease expert who has served 6 U.S. presidents and who's on the front line daily to keep us informed about ways to mitigate the spread of the lethal coronavirus. We also hear about how thousands of retired healthcare workers and even medical students have stepped up to help save lives. We'll never see their faces on television, but God sees their beauty and courage as they serve powerfully in the shadows. This is also the story of Tychicus, who worked with Paul. While we're all familiar with the extraordinary people in the Bible, including Moses, Noah, Mary, and the disciples, there were other influential people who were not mentioned as often, but who stood in the shadows to help carry forward God's message. One person who was particularly significant was Tychicus in the New Testament. When Paul traveled from town to town, Tychicus prepared the crowd to receive Paul's teachings. In today's terms, we refer to Tychicus as Paul's opening act. Personally, I must confess that this is an area I had to grow into. I didn't mind serving, but I didn't want to serve in the shadows. Tychicus and these medical workers teach us that our name doesn't have to be out front in bright lights for our worth to shine. And as you reflect on that, remember these words: for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Luke 14:11. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, the shadow is a powerful place.